Hey, I am your host, Drew Demery, and welcome to Mindset Monday podcast, starting your week off with the right mindset. Join us every week on Mindset Monday. We're going to talk about things that really affect us in our business and personal life that throw us off and distract us from living our full purpose. We'll be chatting with some of the best entrepreneurs in the area and getting their perspectives on their mindset. Enjoy this episode. Well, welcome to Mindset Monday. Hey, those of you that have never joined, I am excited that you're here with us. Those that have been hanging out with me for, I think it's been literally the last, we're going on 3 years. I appreciate you and thanks for tuning back in. So today, let's talk about balance, right? We're coming off the heels of the pandemic, at least here in Virginia. We're vaccinated and a mandate just ended almost 2 weeks ago. And so I guess the first kind of focus question about this conversation is, do you think life should have a balance? Do you think that we're built, we're made, we have the mindset that we should go into life with some type of balance between our careers and our business and our life, our personal, our family? Do you think there should be a balance to that? Well, that's an interesting question I will kind of reflect on. And as many of you know, my wife, Kimberly, has stage 4 cancer. And, you know, the one thing that's been a gift the last 7 months since her diagnosis is that it's literally like slapped me in the face about this life balance. And you may have someone in your life or even yourself that when you're faced with like this mortality, it gets you thinking about time choices. And I think when you're talking about life balance or just balance in general, it's about choices, right? And I think it's really when we're looking at what our choices with our time are the things that sometimes are the most challenging to make a decision, because we know, you and I know, that when we say yes to something, you say no to something else or to someone else, right? And no judgment, it's just we have to make a decision in that moment and we either go forward or we say no. And whatever the reason we make at that moment, that's the path that we go down. There's a book that I've read numerous times. It's a small book. I love small books. It's called The One Thing. And it basically says you can't chase two rabbits. And I know that's just 4 or 5 words, but it's true. Like, how do we go through life if we're truly looking for that balance and chase two rabbits at the same time? And it's hard. It definitely takes that growth mindset to make a decision and be confident in the decision of the choice of that time. Also, as a business coach, I tell my clients that if you're not in control of your time, then you're really not in control of your results. So I coach a lot of real estate agents, and that real estate market's hot. I don't know if you guys have heard that. Houses are selling extremely quickly, at least in the Virginia market. And so, but it's truly the definition of controlling your time is not the controlling of your results. So a lot of the success in real estate is it coming from the choices they're making, the time that they're choosing to spend, or is it just the market kind of riding the waves, right? And then why do I bring that up? Because those of you that are not in real estate, you have the same thing in your business. You have the same thing in your career or even your home life, right? Are we riding the waves of life? Are we just kind of going through? Are we making strategic choices of our time that has an impact on our future, right? And you probably all have what I have. We have this to-do list, right? And I'll just tell you that I've realized through years of doing this to-do list is that no matter how hard I try, there's always something left undone. And I've kind of come to like a peace about it. Why? It's because if you're ambitious like me, which I know you all are, I keep adding to the list, right? So when the list gets down to 2 or 3 things, I add 6 more things to it. So it's just part of the process. It's part of who we are as human is progressing. And so kind of be at peace with that. Your to-do list is never done. Your success list, the priorities that you have in your day will definitely shift, add, change, subtract, multiply. That's just part of it. But one of the things I've realized in the last few years, again, reflecting on like the balance of life, is that we have this American culture that's really tying us down. And I really think it's an American culture. Other friends and family that I know in other parts of the world, they don't have this same tie down as us. You may have heard of it, and it's called a hustle culture, where we tell ourselves that, you know, we got to work 12 to 14 hours to be productive. Well, I'll tell you, the data says that we really are only effective in for 4 hours a day. So it's interesting that you and I do it, literally did it the other day, work 12 hours. How productive is it, really, if we break it apart? But that's our culture. That's our hustle culture that says we got to keep pushing on the gas pedal. We got to keep going and keep producing the results. Also, we talk to our friends and families, and they say, how are you doing, right? And it's something I say often, but it's part of this hustle culture. Oh, I'm so busy. We're getting, like, awards, and we're getting, like, I don't know, gold stars for saying I am so busy from our friends and our family. When in fact, possibly when we're looking at balance, it's when's the last trip you went on? When's the last time you took a recharge day? When's the last time you did some self-care, right? Maybe that's the things we need to be leading into rather than I'm so busy. Hustle culture is real, and hustle culture has been a part of my personal life and my business life for years, and I was proud of it. Right? So I challenge you to go into this week and think about what is that balance for you in life. So what if, let's just throw it out there, what if balance was a lie? In fact, all those people that you see around us that you compare yourself to, that I compare myself to, right? You see it, they're doing it all, right? They're at their kids' soccer games. They're really hustling hard at work. They're going on these dream vacations, right? But what if that's just an illusion? What if they just counterbalance their life, right? The true definition of hard work and play hard, right? I think about this kind of analogy that I came across. You know, I don't know if you've ever gone to the ballet. For years when I was a kid, my Aunt Sue, which is a wonderful woman, amazing human, she would always get us dressed up, you know, in our suits and our tie, my sister in her dress, and we'd go to the Nutcracker Ballet. I don't know if you've ever been. It's fun. We went for years, right? And I'd see these people perform, and they'd be balancing on one toe. And I thought, hey, that's crazy that a human being can actually balance on one toe. Well, those of you that are dancers out there, we all now know, well, there's actually each dancer is counterbalancing. They're actually not balancing at all. They're using the other leg and their arms outward to create this counterbalance, so they give the illusion of balance. So what if we looked at balance in a different way? What if we looked at counterbalance? If it's done well, it gives the illusion of balance, right? So what if we work really hard, right? Because I know you guys all do, just like I do. In fact, I love what I do. I love working. I love the people that I interact with on a day. It gives me energy, right? But what if we work really, really hard, and then we also play really hard? What if we really are intentional about the time we have with our family, our vacations, or just chilling and hanging out, right? But what if those both were blocked in our calendar? What if those both were priorities for us, right? See, I think the people that we kind of compare ourselves to, or the celebrities of our world, maybe they're not balanced. Maybe they're counterbalanced. Maybe they're working hours and hours and hours that you don't see, and then they go have the fun and that counterbalance. So what if we looked at life as more of a counterbalance than balance? I feel like that's how I am going through this journey right now, is that I don't really think there is balance. I think there's a counterbalance to everything we do. Because again, we say yes to something, we say no to something else. But if we're strategic, we can counterbalance that. So how does the dancer do it? How does the average Joe or Susie do it, right? Well, what I have learned myself and what I coach is a few things. Habits is the first thing. People that understand that they want, that they have the desire to have this counterbalanced life, they've established habits that create that consistency. The second thing, they actually create the discipline, right? They are structured people. They may not look like it. It may give the illusion that they're kind of flying off to Fiji and flying off to all these amazing places, but maybe they're disciplined and they're doing that fun stuff then. And then when they get back, they're really working hard, right? So what if they had that habit and that discipline to create that counterbalance? I think the other couple things is that they have self-awareness. I know people that I see, that I coach, that have that counterbalance life, they know what they're good at. They know what they like, and they sure as hell know what they're not, what they don't like. And they don't try to fight it, right? So they know what works for them. So do you know what works for you? I'm working through that, because if you don't know what works for you, you're always constantly beating yourself up against this brick wall. You're constantly trying to overcome something that's not maybe your natural skill set or even your passion. And the things that are not good, you focus on, and that just delays and causes more time, wasted, honestly. So I want you to think about that and go into this week. Is there such thing as life balance, or is it counterbalance? How can you create habits and disciplines and self-awareness of what you're doing makes a difference in your personal life and in your professional life? Well, you know, we always end with a mindset quote, and I mean, Oprah does it best. I really feel like she counterbalances probably better than many of the celebrities that you or I follow, right? And it's a simple quote, but I think it's valuable. It says, "I have learned that you can't have everything and do everything at the same time." Again, I have learned that you can't have everything and do everything at the same time. What I read from that, there's so many different things and layers into those few words, but slow down to speed up. Focus on what you're good at rather than what you're not good at. Find the habits and the discipline that really speak to you and be consistent with those. Well, thank you guys so much for joining me from Mindset Monday. I hope to see you guys next week. Have a productive week. And think about that balance or that counterbalance. Think about that hustle culture. And how can we be more productive? How can we be more growth-minded in our business? How can we be more growth-minded in our personal lives? Thank you guys. Have a great day. Super grateful for you. And I'll see you guys next week. Bye, guys.
Thank you for joining us for this episode. If you enjoyed this, make sure you like, subscribe, and share Mindset Monday podcast from your favorite app such as iTunes or Spotify. If you know a great entrepreneur that we could chat with one of our next episodes, please email us at coachingwithdrew@gmail.com. And make sure you tune in every Monday, 9 a.m. Eastern Time, for the newest episode.